Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, while many people might have reservations about artificial intelligence, Malcolm Byrne, who's chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Artificial Intelligence, believes we should embrace it and transform our country into an AI island. Malcolm, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Project us into the future, Malcolm. It's 5 years from now and your dream has come true. What will an AI island look like and sound like?
In certain ways, we don't need to project into the future, in that artificial intelligence is already changing large sectors of society and the economy. And if we're to project where we're going to be by 2030, I would certainly like to see Ireland at the vanguard of advances in adopting artificial intelligence to ensure the more efficient and effective delivery of public services, that our citizens are aware of what artificial intelligence is, how it can help them to be able to do things better, and also that there are programs of upskilling and reskilling, because there's going to be major displacement in the jobs market, that there are programs of upskilling and reskilling for people available so that they can use artificial intelligence. Because kind of idea that robots are going to come and take our jobs, that's not the case. But workers who use AI are going to replace workers who don't. We're already seeing it in healthcare. Radiographers who use artificial intelligence are replacing radiographers who don't. Doctors who use AI are replacing doctors who don't. So what is critical is that, and I'm very much in favor of public information campaigns and programs of upskilling and reskilling right across the economy, that everyone has access to information about AI and other technologies and how it can transform our lives. I think what can the state do in that regard? Well, we're certainly making quite a number of moves. We have a Minister for Artificial Intelligence. There's the AI Advisory Council. There's also our Oireachtas Committee on AI. But I think where we need to go is the European Union has introduced the AI Act, which is about putting in place guardrails to guarantee safety of AI, plus also in terms of ensuring that firms are ready when it comes to rolling out AI. So we need to ensure Ireland is ready to implement that, to support particularly small businesses for them to be able to use AI. I'm also arguing in favour of an AI observatory, which is essentially that we gather all the research and data looking at how AI is impacting on society and saying to government, look, this is what we need to do based on the data to prepare for it. I mentioned we specifically need to support the SME sector in adapting AI. It has to be used right throughout the public service. And I'm also very much aware, and Minister Niamh Smith plans to do this as well, that during Ireland's EU presidency, during the second half of next year, that AI will feature as one of Ireland's themes, and that we will hold a major conference on themes related to artificial intelligence.
Okay, well, say for small businesses, when you say support small businesses with AI, what does that mean in concrete terms? Give them a grant to buy AI in, or what?
Well, first of all, I think it's about all of us being able to understand what is artificial intelligence and what potential it has for our businesses. So in many cases, it's about taking a lot of the mundane work out of what businesses do and allow the business to focus on other areas. So I'll give you an example. I was out recently in Clondalkin at Greyhound Recycling, one of the country's largest recycling companies. So when your recycling is collected by the Greyhound lorries, the trucks come along, they arrive at the recycling plant, the trucks dump the recycling bags out onto a conveyor belt, and AI sorts it. You know, that's paper, that's plastic, that's cardboard or so on. And it can do it at a much faster pace than humans can. And
yeah,
what that allows
but
the
did they
to
used to
is,
use humans to do that?
Yes, they did.
So people actually lost their jobs as a result of AI, not because they weren't using AI.
Yeah, but it allows the company to focus on better being able to promote recycling and target what its key focus is. And any technology, I mean, the reality is, Sean, you know, when the motor car came along, first of all, there were plenty of stagecoach drivers who lost their jobs. But if you look at it, there are now far more jobs that have become available as a result of the development of motor vehicles. And similarly, all the evidence is, and you know, AI is in place. We are still seeing jobs being created all over the world. It's just that the fact is that the displacement is happening so quickly. And this is our challenge for Ireland, but not just for Ireland, for the European Union and all over the world, is that we're ready for this, that we upskill and reskill people to be able to benefit from it. I'm chatting with the National Library. The National Library are now using AI. So before, where archaeologists and experts in the fields of ancient manuscripts, they used to spend ages, you know, going through old documents, trying to work out, is this some local dialect in Sanskrit or something? Whereas now AI can do that, and it allows those experts, rather than spending all their time trying to translate the texts, it allows them to be able to explain and contextualize what it is that they're looking at. So a lot of the work, you know, the sort of the mundane aspects of many jobs that we do is going to disappear, and it's going to help to make our lives easier. If you think about it, we all use AI already, whether it's, you know, looking at Netflix or listening to something on Spotify. There are recommendations come up based on what it is that, you know, the machine learning that's involved, based on what we have been viewing or listening to before, and it makes recommendations for us. So it makes our lives easier in that way. And AI is just doing that at a pace, you know, and a scale. And my concern is that, you know, Ireland can't be left behind in this area. We have to have the safety guardrails in place, but we've got to support innovation within the sector. We've got to prepare SMEs to be able to avail of the possibilities that AI and other technologies put in place. And that's through mentoring programs. It's through ensuring that there are, you know, skillnet networks providing support to those companies. But it's equally, you know, programs like yourselves having debates and discussions. And it's what we in the Oireachtas Committee on Artificial Intelligence want to do, making people aware of the potential of AI and other new technologies. And how we can use it, what guardrails we have to put in place, and ensuring that Ireland is at the front when it comes to being an early adopter.
Yeah, and where's the fear about being left behind? Because if there is, we live in a global world, if there is a company in the United States or Lithuania marketing an AI product, it's very easy for a company in Ireland to buy that product.
Yeah, absolutely. So part of it is around, obviously, the, you know, the educating and the upskilling and the reskilling piece. And I know I've been working with my colleague, Minister James Lawless, on this, that our further and higher education systems are ready so that, you know, every company, every organization knows, OK, we're going to deploy AI systems, that people are familiar with their obligations, but also with the opportunity that's in place, that we support innovation. We do need to address challenges around our digital infrastructure. And, you know, the modern economy is going to be fueled by data centers. Yes, at the moment, they use a lot of energy, but we need to look about how AI is being used in meteorology for prediction purposes, and about how AI in itself will help in the battle against climate change. But that also means, as a country, we've got to invest heavily in the national grid, as well as in clean, green energy, and particularly in our offshore renewables. So all of these things are related. But as a country, we've got to be ambitious in the way, you know, that in the past we attracted a lot of big technology companies to Irish shores. There are a lot of really great startup and scale up Irish companies in the tech sector. We've now got to embrace artificial intelligence. We've got to look at how AI and indeed quantum computing and other technologies are transforming everything that we do. And what I'd say, Sean, is, look, there's going to be a lot of hype about AI, but like every technology, in the short term, there's always a lot of hype, but in the long term, it tends to be underestimated. And I think, have no doubt that the transformation that we are now seeing, it's going to impact, including on, you know, on media. You know, there'll be times in the future, you know, there may be a debate as to whether or not a radio program will be presented by an AI presenter. And we've got to look at, right, what are the guardrails we want to put in place? Where are the areas that we're going to use AI? And how can we support innovation that will ensure that these new technologies can be used in the best interest of all of our citizens?
Yeah, at the moment, what kind of guardrails are there, particularly the European guardrails? For instance, if somebody, well, you know, first, yourself, you go onto a website, any website, and there's my name's blah, blah, can I help you? They have to be clear that that's an AI, it's not a human.
Yeah, the chatbots are there, and there are requirements about informing people that AI is being used. So the European Union and the Artificial Intelligence Act, which is slowly coming into force, was the first effort, and I think a reasonably good effort, at trying to put in place safety measures around the rollout of AI. Because what is critical is that we have safe AI, because it's going to be very difficult once we roll out AI to then try and make it safe. So what the EU AI Act does is it places obligations on companies and organizations that use artificial intelligence based on the level of risk. So there's certain things where there's, you know, pretty minimal obligations and it's low risk. So this is where you're talking about your Netflix or your Spotify recommendations. But as you move up through the risk levels, so for instance, if you are using artificial intelligence to determine whether or not you're going to employ somebody, or whether you're going to grant somebody admission to a college place, or whether you're going to make them particular payments under the revenue system or through social protection, then you have to have the appropriate protections and guardrails in place. There has to be human oversight. Mm-hmm. It moves up to where AI is being used in healthcare settings. And in healthcare, AI is being used by doctors in a way that is really phenomenal. I mean, I would even suggest, Sean, you could nearly do a program just talking to everyone from GPs to radiographers and others who are using it to help identify diseases, to help with people cope with illnesses, to identify new drugs. It's really transforming medicine in that space. And then there are areas where at a European Union level, AI is banned. They're unacceptable use cases. And these would include where artificial intelligence has been used for surveillance purposes on their own citizens. And we see this is being used, for instance, at the moment by the Chinese Communist Party in China and also by the regime in Iran. And certainly we don't want to see that happen. And it's not going to happen in the European Union.
We've got to try
and get global agreement on how we use AI.
Yeah, you did mention college places there. And one of our listeners texted in to say, can you ask if consideration has been given to the impact of AI on the redeveloped Leaving Cert, which commences next month, and in particular, the impact on additional assessment components? And this is an ongoing concern among teachers, the use of AI. A lot of the time they can spot it, but a lot of the time it's getting through.
It is. And I mean, I suppose the approach, there is a challenge to academic integrity. And the approach is often like any new technology. And you often hear this from teachers. You know, some of them just want it banned. Others kind of want to sit back and let's see where it develops elsewhere and see how we react. But the more progressive teachers kind of realize this technology is here with us. How do we integrate it into our education system? Students are using it already. That's the reality. It's about ensuring there's an ethical framework for that to be used. It's quite interesting. OpenAI, which is the company behind ChatGPT, has partnered with the Estonian government to roll out a new program which is Chat Edu, which has been made available freely to every 16 and 17 year old in the Estonian education system. I think we should look at doing something like that here, because the technology is here to stay, and it's about ensuring students get access to use it and use it responsibly and understand how we deal with it. And any new technology, when the scientific calculator came in, you know, some of the teaching unions were decrying it as a threat to numeracy, and that this would be, you know, the end of numeracy within our schools. And it isn't. And in the same way, this is a new technology. We are at the very early stages.
Well, how do you know that, Malcolm? It's too soon to say. It might well be a threat to numeracy.
Well, the scientific calculator, I don't think, necessarily was. But I certainly think it is too early to say. I mean, I can't predict, what way artificial intelligence and new technologies are going to develop over the next number of years. But as a policymaker, I think my obligation is to, one, ensure that our citizens are as well informed about what is happening, to try to position Ireland at the forefront of that so that we are best prepared as a country to be able to avail of the opportunities of this new technology, to ensure that services are more effectively and efficiently delivered to citizens, and to ensure that citizens and businesses have the upskilling and reskilling opportunities to be able to avail of that. And look, we're going to see hugely transformative things happen over the next number of years that will force us to reconsider. In the same way, in November 2022, when OpenAI launched ChatGPT, that really transformed the debate around AI. And if you look at the large language models now, and how advanced they are and how developed they are, I'm stunned. I even use it, as a member of the Oireachtas, when we're doing pre-legislative scrutiny, I'm able to use, and we use Microsoft Copilot in the Oireachtas. If somebody starts talking about a particular aspect of a bill, or before I'd be flicking through pages and looking to try to find it, I can now ask Copilot, using this bill in front of me, this proposed bill, tell me what it says about, whatever the particular subject happens to be. And interestingly, I'm on the media committee, so one of the ones that I'm looking at the moment, which affects your own industry, is the Broadcasting Amendment Bill. And it just makes my job a lot easier. It's not stopping me from interrogating the legislation or asking questions about it, but it makes it easier for me to find the relevant sections and to go through, how does one area impact on something else. So as a tool, it's going to benefit all of us. We do need to have the guardrails and the safety measures in place. We've got to ensure there isn't a digital divide, that everybody is involved with this technology. And I really think there is an opportunity for Ireland to be at the forefront. And that's why I'm saying, there's a couple of things we need to do in terms of establishing the AI office, overseeing the implementation of the AI Act, setting up an AI observatory, which will look at the impact of AI on society and doing the research and preparing for us, holding an event as part of the EU presidency. But it is, as I said, it's very much tied to ensuring that we have the digital infrastructure in Ireland to be able to compete in the 21st century and ensure that our citizens all have the best opportunities.
Okay. Until they find an AI that's better than you, Malcolm, at interrogating proposed legislation, we could all be out of a job. Malcolm, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Malcolm Byrne there, Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Artificial Intelligence and spokesperson on climate, environment and energy for Fianna Fáil.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.